All right, a special feature on our show just to prove that when you were online all week long, you weren't wasting your time. Your Friday Five from Sean Ramaswamy. Sean, welcome.
Hi, John.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Dig deep so we don't have to. Five fantastic, really interesting things to share with your friends online. Let's start with number one.
Okay, trick or treat.
That's one.
Well, it is Halloween, right?
It is, sure. So I've got a bunch of treats mostly. T-Pain meets T-Desk, the ultimate auto-tuned crooner slash rapper, dropped by NPR headquarters in Washington, sans auto-tune to give a Tiny Desk performance. And guess what? It sounds great.
Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink. And then I'm T-Pain. You know me. Convict music, Nappy Bowie.
Oh, man. That's
nice,
just him,
right?
With one keyboard?
A keyboardist and a mic. That's it. And he's performing for a bunch of NPR staff. Everyone's getting dressed up this week. He dressed it down and won.
He's great in that.
Yeah.
All right, number two.
Number two, R.L. Stein, for
Ooh,
some
I
reason,
like that.
Is
I
having
that.
A big week. He tweeted a short story called What's in My Sandwich? It's half decent. And he became a meme. Two dudes on Tumblr are taking classic horror movies and turning them into Goosebumps-style book covers. So you got your Shining, you've got your Rosemary's Baby, your Alien, and they all look like Goosebumps stories. And it's pretty great.
But in 140 characters, I mean, I guess you have to get to the gore pretty quick.
I think it was like 12 or so tweets total.
All right, so number three.
Number three, Taylor Swift had a big week. She dropped an album on Monday called 1989. Instantly, people were mashing it up. People mashed it up with Beyonce. People mashed it up with the Circle of Life from The Lion King. The best mashup that we heard wasn't one of her new songs. It was We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together mashed with Aphex Twin's girl-boy song, and it's great. I'm excited for the IRL collaboration, you know, in real life, as the kids say. It's going to be good.
More immortality for Jake Gyllenhaal, I guess. That's right.
Yeah. Poor Jake.
But she always talks about she has the worst personal life in the history of the universe.
Right.
And she says it openly, even in her mushy pop album, that's what she talks about.
I can't feel any worse than I do already for Taylor Swift. I mean, it must be so hard.
Give her a call.
She's local now.
Give her a call.
I will.
Next week, you'll report on that?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we could just get the hang out. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Number four.
Number four. My favorite Halloween video ever is what's commonly referred to as the KXVO Pumpkin Dance. It's a guy, the news anchor of a nightly Omaha, Nebraska news show, dressed up in a black unitard with a pumpkin mask, dancing to the Ghostbusters theme song
How old is this?
This is from 2006. I recommend watching it every year, like the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Take it in. It'll put you in the Halloween mood. It combines so many critical elements of internet culture. You've got the Ghostbusters theme song. You've got an inane outfit. You've got terrible dancing so bad that it's good. And it came from local TV. I mean, that's everything we need to create an amazing viral video. And it's got like more than 3 million views. So there you go.
And when I watch it, I will believe you.
I think you will, John.
All right.
Five!
Number five here seems like another kind of viral, weird Halloween video.
This one, the pumpkin dance isn't scary. This one is unsettling. It's called Tuck Me In. It's a one-minute horror film that features a dad tucking in his son. There's a twist at the ending. And it's in some ways, it's more effective than a lot of full-length horror movies.
Bedtime, Alex.
Daddy, can you tuck me in?
Of course.
You forgot to look under the bed. Daddy, there's somebody in my bed.
There's nothing creepier than a small child.
That is creepy, yeah. You know, I don't think I will download this one because my kids will start doing these.
And they'll start playing tricks on you?
No, they'll just start making them over and over and over again.
Okay.
I mean, they love to make videos. They could do some real damage, I think.
We should have them in here for five things, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like that.
All right, well, there's your Friday Five.
Thanks, John. Happy Halloween.
Take those five little treats and go trick your friends with your online savvy. Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. Thank you.
All right.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.